The South Shore's Morning News rolls on. Great to have you here. Every week at this time, we check in with our tech guy, David Snell, over at X Smart IT in Wareham.
Good morning, David.
Good morning, Beth. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, David. How you been?
I'm doing great. Great summer day today.
Yeah. Hope you're enjoying it, as you should. All right. Eating plenty of ice cream, I imagine.
I hope you are.
Oh, you know I am. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, I am. All right. So we're going to get into, actually, this is, you know, we talked earlier with our favorite dentist, Dr. Sean O'Brien, about AI and the dental world. We're going to talk more about AI, but perhaps a different type of AI model. And a company is very upset about this new AI model. Right, David?
Exactly. Well, Cloudflare is upset because they're finding that this new AI, the new kid on the block, Perplexity AI, is out there scraping websites, even though the websites have data on them that explicitly deny that type of a robot attack or that type of robot to gather data. So they're doing it, but, you know, if you think about it, all of these AIs got their data by scraping websites. Mm-hmm. No one sat there and typed everything in. So the big guys in the market are a little bit upset because the new guy is catching up, and in some cases, getting and surpassing them.
Wow. Okay. So they're using the technology to scrape, and it's called Perplexity AI?
Yeah, Perplexity AI. It's a true AI in that it gives you the answers to the questions that you want, but it takes it even further than that, because when you ask it a question, it will give you the answer that it knows from the database that it's built, but then it gives you four or five or sometimes more other places or websites to go to get more information about the question you asked. So it's not just limiting you to what that particular AI is telling you.
Hmm. David, my question is, why are we doing this? I don't understand.
Well, one of the reasons is that the AIs that we currently use and enjoy using every day want to become your search engine of choice.
Okay.
So this Perplexity is doing that much better now than ChatGPT or Gemini or all the other ones are doing it. So that's where they're winning this war about becoming the all-powerful AI that we'll be using. Now, I don't know if you've tried it, but I'm sure you're going to if you haven't. It's very interesting. A lot of tech guys are using it. A lot of the other folks are using it. And one of the reasons is because this particular AI hasn't got all the guardrails that the other mainstream AIs have. So you can ask these questions that may be questionable.
But isn't it problematic the way that they're procuring this information and data? They're bypassing restrictions and concealing its scraping behavior, and they circumvent site owners' preferences. Doesn't that kind of open up a wormhole that could be dangerous? I mean, why do we have these restrictions in the first place?
If you don't have to follow them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. So the problem with Cloudflare accusing Perplexity and how this is all transpiring is that all the other AIs did this initially. Mm-hmm. And that's when the website owners started putting a little robot text on their websites that said, no, you can't do that here. You can't scrape our website.
No scraping.
Now, if you ask Perplexity, and they'll tell you this, they didn't do this. It wasn't them. They're denying it 100%. But Cloudflare is saying that they actually are doing this and they have proof. So this is going to go further and further down the rabbit hole, I guess.
I mean, it could potentially be litigation or...
It could be, but the problem is in this environment, there are no rules.
Yeah. Yeah. It's saying, stay off the lawn or whatever. Or you have a little sign, but, you know, the person just chooses not to.
Right.
Exactly.
Well, you know, the internet has been a long evolving thing, and there's been restrictions and parameters put in place, and it seems as if we're letting AI just do whatever it wants when we've been, producing this environment that we think it would safeguard certain things. But then why is AI let loose almost like a rabid dog in a way?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good question. So the internet is still growing, still changing every day, and we still don't have in this country any hard and fast rules about what can and cannot be done on the internet. Until we do have that type of a framework, these types of things are going to continue to happen, and I'm sure they're going to get worse. We don't know where AI is going to go. Most of the people developing AI have no idea what's going to happen tomorrow.
Oh, that's great.
That makes me feel great. No, but I was going to say, yeah, eventually you can say, well, I didn't do it. The AI decided it had to do that. The AI
I didn't program the AI to do that. Yeah. Wow, that's amazing that it was able to do it on its own. Is it amazing?
Yeah.
Is it? It's thinking independently. Is that really what we want AI to do?
I don't need you, programmer. Yeah, so Perplexity versus ChatGPT, which AI tool is better? And I guess that will depend on the way you want to use it, but have you had a chance to play with both of them, David?
Yes, we have a ChatGPT account,
okay.
And also I've been playing around with Perplexity. Now, I like Perplexity as a search engine.
Yeah.
If you try it, you just type in what you want and just look at the amount of information you get back. And it also has, which I find more comforting, is it gives you the links to where the information they gathered and presented to you.
Mm-hmm.
So usually you don't have that. You just take whatever the AI says and hope that they're not hallucinating. So at least from here, you can go out and look at the information that they're presenting to you, because it's acting like a, more like a search engine and an AI. I don't know if I'll ever stop using Google, but
yeah.
This is something that I'm using secondarily at this point anyway.
Wow. Is Google, I don't know, how is Google like responding to all of this? Because Google was always, you know, number one for being innovative and like top of the internet. And I feel like now they have a lot of competitors coming up on its heels.
That's so
yeah,
true.
Well, Google has its own AI, Gemini.
I know. I don't think anybody likes it.
I know. Could that be like the Microsoft Bing?
Sorry, no offense, Rob, but they should have never named it Gemini because Geminis have negative connotation.
Oh, man. Beth.
I'm sorry. They're one of the most hated astrology signs.
We are?
Yeah, you are.
Wow.
You guys don't have good reputations. I'm so sorry.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm hurt.
I hear Gemini and I'm like, oh my God.
One side of me is hurt, yet the other is intrigued.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. So anyway, David, where can people go to read more? And you are right, by the way, with Google, the top on the chat, it's just like Walmart or any of these. Once you're number one or Amazon, someone will always try to take you down. And you got to be ready for that, I guess.
Well, that's right. Everybody's aiming for you.
Google has so many things that it does. And then like these AI companies, they're just doing AI. So it's like, just imagine how Google is feeling, I guess. Does Google feel?
I'm sure a little nervous.
I think so, too.
David Snell, our tech guy. David, where do people go to read more about this blog, the latest about Perplexity AI?
Go to axsmartit.com, click on my blog link.
David Snell, AxSmart IT in Wareham. AxSmart IT, David Snell joins us every week at this time on WATD. Thanks, David.
Have a great day, guys.
You too.